A Garda investigation is ongoing following the death of Limerick woman Nicole Morey following a dog attack at her home near the village of Ballineety on Tuesday night. It's understood she was alone at the property at the time. The dog involved in the incident was an XL bully dog. The dog was put down by the armed support unit, which was called to the scene. Three other dogs suspected to be from a restricted breed were seized from the property. And while we don't want to talk directly about the tragic events in County Limerick, we will look this morning at restricted breeds, at dog behaviour, and if further legislation is needed around dog breeds and ownership. A group established by Minister Heather Humphreys is examining the issue of restricted breeds. In a moment, we'll talk to Frankie Coote, who's a Clare County dog warden. But first, our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been talking to dog behaviourist Susie Walsh about XL bullies and what she thinks needs to be done to tackle issues around breeding in Ireland. He began by asking her about the breed.
They're a very, very big dog. They're quite a strong dog. They're not a particularly healthy dog as a rule. They generally have a lot of physical deformities because they're combined of a lot of mixed dogs. They're a relatively new type of mixed breed dog. For me, I think they're a bit of a welfare concern because I don't see any healthy XL bullies.
Do you think Ireland should follow the UK and consider banning them?
I don't. I don't think banning a dog does anything. We've known that from other countries trying banning rules. We know that from the UK, from research, and when they tried to ban pit bulls. It's ineffective, especially when you get to breed types. So pit bulls and XL bullies are not breeds of dogs. They're types of dogs, which means they're a mixture of a certain different breed. So that gets really, really difficult to police. It gets really, really hard to manage because you're basically profiling a dog on the way they look.
And that was dog behaviourist Susie Walsh, Frankie Coote, dog warden in County Clare. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you were listening there to Susie as she talked about the XL bully. Is there an increase in ownership of these XL bullies and the other restricted breeds? I think we have 11 on the list.
Now, just to point out first to you that in the early 90s, the Guard Dog Act was brought in. The Dangerous Dog Act was brought in. That was brought in because a child was killed in Dublin and German Shepherds and that breed were being used for basically guarding properties. And that act was brought in and it worked. And you don't see them guarding properties now. So, you know, those acts, when they came in at the time, they seem to have worked. I've been there 30 years and watching it all happening.
Yeah.
But there is, to answer your question, yeah, as a huge and absolutely boom in the amount of XL bullies and that type of breed in the country.
And
very hard to manage for a dog warden.
Very hard to manage. And as you listened there to Susie talking about them, she said they're a welfare concern. They're not healthy dogs. Would you like to see them banned?
I'd like to see more work put into it. Whether you're going to ban dogs, is that going to work? I mean, you have to have insurance for your car, but not everyone is going to have it. You know, and so on and so on. So by banning them, they banned them in England and still people were getting killed by them and people getting attacked by them. Okay, and ended up in people getting jail and whatever. So I don't know, is banning, there definitely needs to be work done. Like, I would restrict the amount of having a property. And just to give you another example now from a dog warden's aspect, right? That say somebody has 8 of them in a property and no wall, no fence, no nothing. There's absolutely nothing we can do there until they come out. We have to wait for them to come out. We can go down and check a license, but we have to wait for them to come out. And sometimes, unfortunately, that's waiting for them to come out and attack someone. So, you know, the law needs to be stronger in that a dog warden can go and say, no, you can't keep dogs on the property. You know, the council can tell them you can't keep dogs on the property. You know, it's not secure enough, but we can't do that at the moment.
So is that the question, the way, the conditions in within which these dogs are kept, does that need to be looked at?
I would think the age of the person and actually the profile of the person. You know, there are people there that are not fit to keep dogs and they have the dogs and they can have the dogs and they're not fit to keep dogs. They're not, like that girl said about a welfare issue. There's loads of welfare issues, which isn't a concern. Unfortunately, dog wardens don't have any rights in the welfare of dogs. But those dogs are being kept by people. They are chained onto walls, chained onto barrels, siding properties. We can't do anything about it. The think tank, call it, I think they need to bring on dog wardens, experienced dog wardens, and think about it. But the other thing people don't realise, and I'm speaking about in general all over the country, you will see a rise now in dogs being bitten and with the fine weather. And I believe, in my 30 years' experience, the likes of barbecues, believe it or not, play a big part. because people are having a drink, and you actually can be a stranger to your dog if you go down after a few drinks. If you go down to let your dog out or down playing with your dog or doing whatever, when you have a few drinks, you're like you're a stranger to some dogs. Some dogs aren't, but so, some dogs, I have seen it over the years.
So, Frankie, you're saying, sorry, just to be clear on that, because it's very important at this time of year particularly, that you relax and change through a few drinks around a barbecue and the dog reacts to you in a different and maybe a negative way?
Yeah, exactly. Some dogs will, Oh, yeah, we have seen some terrible cases of injuries and people are going, oh, I've had him 8 years, I've had him 6 years. And I said to my friend Mikey Quinn, who'd come back helping me, I said, Mikey, I bet you, and it was barbecue, we go back to take away the dog, and the dog is there and he's the nicest dog in the world. It's like a stranger coming to the dog. With some dogs don't react at all. Some dogs be jumping all over you and loving you. And even your own small pet dog at home, if you come in and he's on the couch, and that dog is there with you all the time, and you've been over that dog with a couple of drinks down. So dogs, the smell of drink to some dogs. Like
you believe dogs give you a warning if their behaviour is changing?
Oh, absolutely. You see, this is always, you always get a warning. And like I've said to people there, like I said, you keep going on about over 30 years in the job. The dog is like he's holding up a sign. He's written the sign, look, I'm going to do damage. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt someone. And people don't take that warning. You must jump on that warning. You must take that warning. You must think, no, that's not good. I can't have that. But some people think, when they see their dog, some people won't keep the dogs unless they're aggressive. That's a fact. You know, they just won't keep the dogs unless they're aggressive. And the other thing about those dogs, like I've been attacked by every breed of dog that's ever been there. No problem. But if a Jack Russell or a sheepdog, or even like a German Shepherd, any of those dogs attack you. But when those ex-bullies attack you, if they have a collar on, you have something, you might have something to grip. Yeah. But if they haven't, you have nothing. It's like it's like wrestling with a seal. All you have no hope.
Well, Frankie Coote, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Frankie Coote, Clare Dog Warden.